Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Alcova Mortgage is here for good. We are locally owned, value great communication, and are committed to our Covington community. Call Alcova Mortgage Covington at 540-962-7152 or visit AlcovaHighlands.com to get in touch for your mortgage lending needs.
Alcova Mortgage, NMLS ID 40508. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org. Equal housing lender. Terms and conditions apply. All loans subject to credit approval.
What up, what up, what up, what up? Ball Hawk here, man. Just want to bring y'all another episode. This came off Twitter Spaces, man. Appreciate everybody that's been tapping in. We're going to get right to the episode. Make sure you subscribe and make sure you continue to support the Ball Hawk Show, baby. Oh, uh-huh. Let's get it.
What up, what up, what up, though? Ball Hawk Show.
What up, what up, what up, though? Ball Hawk Show. Yeah. If you know, you know. If you know, you know. Bricklayers in ball shorts, coaching from the side of the ball court. If you know, you know. One stop like a Walmart. We got the tennis balls for the wrong sport. If you know, you know. If you know about the carport, them trap doors supposed to be awkward. If you know, you know. That's the reason we ball for. Circle round twice for the encore. If you know, you know.
Hey man, it's been a minute since I led a Twitter space. I've been a part of a bunch of Twitter spaces, but I ain't led a Twitter space in a minute. So I give all my folks that was just watching me on Facebook time to transfer over here on the Twitter. You know what I mean? Get my guys in here. Make sure they can hear me. I'm gonna try this right now, so I ain't gonna. It's gonna be like 30 minutes, like a 30-minute show.
Yeah,
what I do?
I see you getting light out here on these battle rap streets. I don't know what's going on. I see you going over to the dark side, killer. I don't know what's going on with you.
You know, I've always been a fan of battle rap, man. And you know, with the spaces now,
you got to be careful with that media, though.
I ain't breaking down no battles. It's dangerous doing that now. That's what we not gonna do in my verbal. We ain't gonna be that though.
Oh boy. But I was gonna say, hey man, I wanna just start the show and saying I hate Aaron Rodgers with a passion. Not because I'm a Vikings fan. It's just him as a person, bro. He's Brett Favre, bro. Like, all over again. He got to have the attention on him. It's ridiculous. Now he's saying that wasn't true about whether he signed or wasn't signed. I'm like, bro, like, you lie so much. I mean, which one is it, bro? Like, it's getting kind of crazy right now.
Yeah, man.
Yo, his money from Pat McAfee's show has to be crazy. Because you notice all his news break on Monday night or Tuesday right before he show up on that show?
Yeah.
He got to be getting a piece of that action.
Oh, believe that. Oh, believe that. Because they know he got direct access. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's nasty work out here, bro. Like, and I hate it had to be him to kind of reset the market. Because I do like the fact that, okay, cool. Now Lamar has all the cards in his hands, right? Like, you know, hey, Baltimore, you seen what he got. You're going to have to at least, you know, equal or better. That's just what's going to have to happen. But yeah. For a Viking fan like me who got Kirk Cousins definitely not taking no pay cut now. So now we got to find somewhere else for him to go. Because we're not paying him. He probably going to ask for more money. Come on, man. It's crazy out here.
Yo, he ain't crazy. He ain't gonna ask for more money, man.
Oh, okay. All right.
You gotta think though, the short deals help y'all though. You know what I'm saying? Like, this deal helped the Packers in actuality. With cap space, I know it could catch up with them, you know, down the road, but like immediately right now, then they're going to franchise tag Adams. So he's going to get like 20-something million or 20 million, whatever the what is it, the top 3% number is or whatever.
Yeah. And now Russ is in Denver, so that's one trade spot that just went away.
Didn't they give up a lot for him, too?
Yes.
He went to a worse. Yeah. Not, look, I don't want to let people know. I ain't going to say worse, sir. He went to a worse situation, in my opinion.
My opinion, too.
How so? I need you to elaborate on that.
I mean, I'm being respectful because this is the best football players in the world. Name me who on the outside. I know you can name one, but if you compare the weapons.
All right, so we have experienced weapons with when you have a Lockett and then you have an up-and-coming guy who's pretty much already here. You got DK.
That's crazy, and Metcalf, right? Yep.
That's crazy. Those are his only two weapons, though.
And getting better.
Think about how many weapons Denver actually has.
Okay, name
Denver has. Denver has Fant, that other fast tight end they have there. Oh, he's not there no more?
They traded. He went to Seattle.
Who's, oh, he left. Damn.
Hey, my man Danny was about to be on the road, too. He was ready. My man Mike said, no, nope, he's gone.
All right.
Cut cards.
So, all right. I know Shelby left, and I know Drew Locke left. I didn't know he left, too. So, what do you have on the outside? You have Cortland. Is Cortland Finnegan still there? That's one.
Cortland Sutton.
Sutherland. Sutton. And they got what, right. Judy?
Jerry Judy right. Is there. Hamler. Kevin Hamler. He's there, too. I think it's another wide receiver they have there, too. And then they have the running back.
Hey, look, we know they got people at the position. But if you had to choose, who would you rather throw to? Can you hear me? No. Hold on. I'm in the desk. You good?
Can you hear me, Bob?
I thought you stumped him.
Yeah, go ahead. It might be me.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I got both of you now. Hawk in them hills, he can't.
Yo, I think it might be me, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's me. I'm going through a back row. What was you saying, bro?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. Now, the only thing that I feel like he's pretty much in the... feels like the exact same situation. The only thing that he has an upgrade on is probably the O-line.
Okay.
In Denver.
Yeah, okay.
That's probably the only thing. I'll give me Seattle's wide receivers over Denver's any day. Not saying that the guys in Denver are trash because they're not, but I would go DK at one, Lockett at two, probably Sutton at three, Judy at four. Like, the receiving group is better in Seattle, but he's going to be protected better in Denver. My whole beef with the whole situation is just, like, I don't know if you saw the report that Washington offered, like, three first-round picks, and they basically said they weren't trading them to Washington. Mm-hmm. And then Washington countered by, what if we had players, and they didn't even answer.
Dang.
So it's like they clearly wanted to send him to the AFC. But I don't really think it matters if you're rebuilding. Rather, he's in the NFC or the AFC. But that's just my own beef because I'm a Commanders fan.
but I bet you Pete was like, we're not doing that because in Pete's mind, he's not rebuilding. Pete, like, 72 years old, ain't he? He's like, I don't have time for this rebuild talk.
Bruh, yeah, he old as hell. But I was going to say, y'all forgetting that Denver actually has a decent defense, though. Seattle, dude. Just walking through Seattle.
Say it again.
I said Denver has a halfway decent defense. They were just walking through Seattle.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of them things, though. When I look at it, I'm like, he just went to a much more, well, it's a similar situation he was in Seattle, I guess. Because you're talking about the teams in the AFC West, they're pretty tough, too, and getting better.
I think you're right about Denver's defense being better, but I do think us as NFL fans think about how good Seattle's defense was and kind of comparing to that, they did have trouble stopping the run big time, but they had some dominant players still on that defense in Seattle that they could build around, like Jamal Adams. To me, I just wonder if Seattle's about to have a garage sale, about to trade Jamal Adams, Lockett, DK Metcalf, like what's about to go down?
Oh yeah, no, Metcalf probably gone. He probably calling up people right now. Cause ain't no way in hell I'm staying in Seattle and Russ ain't there.
Nah, you probably right about that. Oh, look who came into look who followed us over here to the real world.
At least we ain't got to see him wear his auntie's
glasses.
Yeah,
that get up he had on.
Yo, bro. Look, I'm hearing all the trembling in the voices over this trade. What's up? I'm seeing a Raider fan, Myron. You're trembling and you're showing me weakness right now, bro.
First of all, bro.
No, you trembling. I hear it in your voice. Man. Well, Russell Wilson. No, let's get this straight real quick. I'm a diehard Denver Bronco fan. The Denver Broncos are what you call a turnkey team. Okay, we all know about racing cars, they need a driver. And that's exactly what the Denver Broncos are. We traded Noah Fant, he is underperformed. Drew Locke, underperformed. We got 2'6", 225-pound wide receivers on the outside. Okay, we got Jerry Jeudy in the slot. We got a running back, we got an offensive line. Von Miller's coming back. I don't want to hear jack crap.
Von Miller coming back.
Yes. Von Miller's coming back.
Where?
Unofficially dreams, to Denver.
Bro. Where?
Unofficially. Okay.
Just wait. They got to get the numbers right.
That is not a solid report.
Okay. I guess you haven't looked at the Instagram. Just wait. Just wait, bro.
Come on. We're not doing that.
How did he get through security?
How did he get through security, bro? Who let him in here?
No,
bro?
I'm just saying. Look.
He's supposed to be working as security in his ass.
No, man, no.
Go back and do your job.
Y'all was joking at first about the Broncos not getting A-Rod. Now look at you. Your knees, shaking and quaking. Saying, yeah. Look, yeah. I told you we was getting one of the two.
You so diehard of a Broncos fan. You spent October, November, December, and January talking about the Jaguars.
So yeah. What? I'm in the Jaguar. I'm in the Jaguar media, man. Come on, bro. Where?
You want to talk about Noah Fant underperforming? I'll be honest with you. Russell Wilson underperformed last year
because they didn't have the weapons around him.
Oh no, that man had a dislocated finger.
Come on, man. Don't act like when you look at the Denver Broncos. Now, versus the Seattle Seahawks. The Seattle Seahawks got holes everywhere. Bobby Wagner's on his last leg as a Seahawk. This is not the digital boom. No. Seattle's what they were.
Hey, what was Denver's record last year?
What was y'all record?
No, bro, we gave up some close games. We barely lost.
What was your record?
I think 7-8 or something like that. We was the same record as the
So y'all didn't play two games? Y'all didn't play two games at all.
Say again?
Seven and eight is 15 games.
Yeah, dog, what are you talking about? Can you count?
Bro, we was two games under 500, bro.
Okay.
We had a coaching change.
Still 15 games.
We had a coaching change.
17 that were played.
Bro, so you were 7-8, so you was, what, 8-8? What the hell?
We had a losing record by two games. I don't know what we were.
Two games?
Yeah. We was in the playoff race, and they just gave up. Come on, man. Yes, we was in the playoffs.
They didn't give up. Drew Lock his ass.
Teddy Bridgewater. Teddy Bridgewater got hurt. Drew Lock had to play, and the shit was horrible.
Why Teddy get hurt?
Huh?
Why Teddy get hurt?
Because Teddy can't run.
No, why Teddy? Why did Teddy
is not
run?
Teddy is not fleet of foot.
Why did Teddy have to run?
Because Teddy is Captain Checkdown.
Don't you hate athletic quarterbacks though?
No, where you get that stick at?
Yes, with a pass.
First of all, the homie from VA is in Denver. Look, all your hate, I feel it right now. Keep on feeding me the hate. Pause. Okay, come on, bro. Don't hate on this trade. We gave up too much. We this, we that. We beat the Cowboys last year. We had some good victories. Okay? A lot of teams slept on
that. That ain't saying much.
The Cowboys beat the Cowboys last year.
Myron, we on y'all ass. We on y'all ass.
I want to ask real quick.
We on y'all. With the Raiders, we on y'all ass. That's what I'm going to tell you.
Hey, did you watch the Denver games, man? Because yes, why you think Fant underperformed?
Yes, they under bro.
Why did not? I'm asking specifically about Fant, about Noah. Man,
bro, Fant was dropping balls, bro. I went to the Jacksonville game. He dropped a damn ball that was thrown right to him. Fant hit.
My God, you talking about the rest of your receivers are dropping balls, my dude?
No,
like Fant. Was...
First of all, let's get something straight. So
okay,
when you have an offense like the Denver Broncos, we are built to go down the field. Teddy Bridgewater couldn't get him down the field with that arm. That's the whole point I'm talking about. That's why I say Russell Wilson was a good trade. Russell Wilson will throw the long ball to these 6'5" wide receivers we got. That Teddy Bridgewater is away from the ball.
Can it get open? You keep giving me these measurables.
They was open. Teddy Bridgewater is Captain Checkdown, bro. He's a good quarterback.
We're not going to do that.
Damn. What?
So where do you have them in y'all's division? Where do you have the Broncos in your division?
At least coming in second.
Hell no. Y'all ain't better than the Chargers.
You got them beating San Diego.
We beat the hell out of San Diego last year. What you talking about? Man, you better eat your M&Ms, bro. What you talking about? We smashed San Diego, bro.
My guy Tony, bro, in the building, Black Compass, Black
Big
Compass.
Big salute.
Sorry, you are tripping,
no,
man.
No, I'm getting sick and tired of y'all talking all this just jargonistic mess. I'm going to fire back at you this time because we got our quarterback.
I'm just glad we ain't no
favorite. My nigga said jargonistic. Talk that.
I got a vocabulary.
That bozo get up you had on Facebook Live a few minutes ago.
Oh, you talking about my Super Bowl jacket with all the Super Bowls down the arm, smoking a cigar.
Yeah, man, you gotta stop it.
No,
I don't think he's talking receipts, bro.
Hey, man. Oh, you breaking up, Jake? Say it again.
I said it's not talking smack when there's receipts, like your record says it all.
Hey, man, you better get off of that antenna, man.
He's talking off the next
that TV antenna you got plugged in your phone, son. What's going on?
What's the Broncos receiving core right now? What's their receiving? Who they got?
Yeah, Zard, tell him since you in Jacksonville media somehow, I don't know how that happened.
Hey, bro.
We know you're a Bronco fan.
Okay, wait a minute. It used to be Noah Fant. We got him out of there, okay? We got Jerry Jeudy. Who else we got? I'm trying to look at him now. Whatever. First of all, bro, I can't think of the names, bro. We got the kid at SMU. We got the kid at SMU. And we got the kid from Dallas, man. Come on, watch out, bro.
He is Googling right now.
I'm trying to make it trash, bro. Come on, bro.
Am I tripping? Did it sound like he was Googling?
Yeah. You don't know them dudes, bro. You don't know them dudes.
What, Courtland Sutherland? Courtland Sutherland? You want me to yell his name out?
Come on, Courtland Sutherland.
I know your squad better than
Jerry Jeudy. Huh?
You know, Fant had a better catch percentage than all of them, right?
Fant underperformed, bro.
He had a better catch percentage than all of the dudes you're naming right now.
It don't matter.
By far.
Bro.
By far. No, you're talking about drops, right?
Bridgewater was Captain Checkdown. You're going to have a better percentage, just like the Lamar Jackson. Just like the Lamar Jackson stick. You're going to have a better reception rate when you ain't going down the field.
Sir.
respect.
Hey, I mean, it is what it is, bro. Okay, okay, come on, man. Okay.
So, hey, real quick,
Captain check down.
You know, okay. So we got Tim Patrick. Wait a minute. Can I talk? We got Tim Patrick, 6'4", 212. We got Courtland Sutton, 6'4", 216. We got Jerry Jeudy, 6'1", 193. You can't stick with all them.
How many thousand yard seasons they got between them?
No.
Say again? Wait a minute. Courtland Sutton got a thousand yards this rookie season. What you talking about? Why are you just throwing statistics out of the air?
You name like six receivers, so how many
thousand yards? You're just speaking out your ass, bro.
No, I'm not, bro.
So they got 1,000 yard season between them. Okay.
We had Courtland Sutton, rookie season, 1,000 yards. They've been nicked up and hurt. So, it is what it is.
Oh, they ain't even been available.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Seattle had a better receiver.
No, they never left, bro. But like I said, last year, with a pedestrian quarterback, Teddy Bridgewater, we did okay. But still, you got these horses that's trying to go down the field. We can't get them the ball. But I'll tell you who will get them the ball. Russell Wilson will give him the ball.
Yeah, he's going to get him that ball.
Russell Wilson will get him the ball.
Yeah, Russell.
Hey,
he'll get him the ball.
Can I speak?
Yeah, go ahead, brother. I'm sorry.
Hey, no, you're good. Nah, I just want to say, like, it's okay to be excited. I think if anybody got Russell Wilson, they would be excited. It's okay to be excited. You kind of sounding delusional. That's the only thing that everybody's
saying. Hey,
that's Zar for you.
How am I delusional when we won Super Bowl 50 and we got Von Miller coming back?
50?
How am I delusional? 50?
How many guys y'all still have on the team?
Let me smoke my cigar real quick,
Cam Newton was the MVP. What are we talking about?
Why did Cam Newton leave the press conference? Because Chris Harris said he cannot throw, and Cam Newton heard it. He got up like a big baby and left the room. How unprofessional can you be, brother?
So now you're talking about Cam.
Yeah, how unprofessional can you be?
I can tell you who's unprofessional.
Chris Harris, they asked Chris Harris, it's just a coincidence, they put Cam Newton and Chris Harris back to back. Cam Newton stuttering and this and that. And the Bronco reporter asked Chris Harris, what was the game plan against Cam Newton? We're going to make him throw accurate balls. He can't throw. What did Cammy do? Got up and left. But you don't hear Cam Newton daddy talking about that. Do we? No, we don't. Look at everybody quiet right now.
Hey, Zaw, but you do the same thing.
I don't blaze out with the barbecue, son.
Game, dog. You still do the same thing.
Say again?
No.
Say again?
You said you do the same thing when it came to our all-star.
We're not bringing up high school accolades, man, because you was crying out the side of your helmet when I smashed your whole line, bro. We're not doing that.
Yo, what?
Come on.
Oh my God.
We're not doing that, ball hawk. We're not doing the high school talk.
Hey, man, you got to stop, man. You got to stop being Al Bundy, bro. Come on.
Oh, he killed your entire O-line, Amon.
You brought it up. I told him. I took the whole Hampton High Crab line, put him in a can, send him on their way to the barbecue.
I'm going
to
see you.
He was Warren Sapping y'all shit.
Hell no. He capping, bro.
Bro, crush the whole line. Crushed them.
Oh.
You can't crush a crab. I crushed their ass that day. Phil, don't lie.
Say it ain't so.
Amon was crying out the side of his helmet the last play of the game. He collapsed in the end zone. This can't be real. But Amon's going to say, he got the best of it because they won the championship. I give him that. See, I made y'all. When y'all lost that game, I know how Coach Smith is. He going to run the hell out of y'all the next practice.
Mm-hmm.
I ran through y'all boys. I don't really brag about it because it's high school, but if you look at the tape, couldn't nobody stop me. Couldn't nobody stop me. I had Mike Scrivener spitting out sunflowers.
How's that not bragging?
I ain't going to brag about it because it's high school. But
hey, yo.
Damn, I ain't wrong.
Nah, that shit count. Know. Fuck that. That shit count.
You that look, Amon. That's why Amon ain't saying that right now. He know.
I'm letting you. I know. He's quiet over here, bro.
Yeah, he know.
I'm letting him get it.
He know.
Hey, don't make me be petty and mute your ass and just
look. No, I'm
just. I'm letting you get your balls off, dog.
I'm just saying, bro.
Hey, so Zar, with all that being said, Zar, the all conference teams and stuff like that. Did we see your picture?
No, I was second team, bro. You know what you did?
Second team?
Yeah, second team all region, bro. I was second, bro. Let me tell you. Wait, Ahmad. I'm gonna be so honest with you, and we don't do this on Facebook since we're on Twitter. We ain't got no handcuffs. Let me explain something to you, man. The way coaching and voting work. Okay, yeah, mute yourself because you're about to get mad. So when you have I'm serious. When you have an athlete, and everybody knew if I ever got my head on right, I'll be trouble. Okay, and that's what I was when I. When I came through the middle school, y'all was trying to get a brother. We see this guy jumping out the gym at age 13, elbow all in the rim. We got to get him to Hampton High because if not, he's going to be a problem. And what happened? Ninth grade? Yeah. 10th grade? Yeah. 11th grade? Quit the season. 12th grade? Finally made it on the field. And there was a problem. It was a problem, bro. And the way Hampton is, they don't let a newcomer I got like 12 sacks on the season, like 10 fumbles. I was crashing shit. They was like, wait a minute. This guy came out of nowhere. We can't give him all district, all state over the historic Hampton Crabbers. Mm-hmm. It's too much politics in it. It's too much politics in it. You couldn't handle a 6'3", 6'4", 255-pound defensive end. They didn't make him like that back then in Hampton.
Talk to this nigga, bro.
But wait, yeah. You just said they were scoping you since you was 13, though.
I was wearing jerseys off of y'all, man.
Hey, hold on.
Hey.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
So were you all district?
Yes, second team. But the thing about it is.
Wait, hold on. Go ahead.
Yeah, get him, Myron.
So they don't let somebody come out of nowhere be first team all district.
Oh.
Okay. Okay, Myron. Okay, Sinbad, you want to go that route? I'm going to go that route.
I can see the clips.
Okay. No. I'm going to say this.
No, I can see the clips.
Ahmad may ban me for the rest of Twitter. For my rest of my Twitter, I'm about to start a new handle.
I ain't banning you.
Okay, wait a minute. Wait, I hope children's gather around. I'm about to really tell you what happened.
No, hell no. We ain't got that much time.
Yeah, you know what's about to happen.
I got time. Let me roll up.
You got time? All right, go ahead.
Okay, so check this out. So after I smashed the Crabbers and had an all-star season, my coach come to me. I'm not going to reveal no names. My coach come to me and said, man, you had a great season. All the coaches, state, they voted you first team all-district, second team all-region, and you made the all-star game. I said, bet. He said, this is what I'm going to do for you. This is when I was young. And not selfish. This is why I tell all the younger cats, be selfish about your high school career and your recruiting. He says to me, hey, we can only get 3 players per team, but Hampton, they got nominated 6 guys they want to go because guess they was having scholarship problems or something like that. So he said, if you give up your position as first team all district and all state, we will make sure you go to college. That was my fault. I gave up my spot to whoever, some crabber that played in the all-star game. It is what it is. But, again, you can't tell me the season I had, bro, wasn't worthy of it. Your man Blizz trying to down it. Oh, man, bro, no, you didn't have no good. Bro, couldn't nobody on, handle it.
How did we get here? So, I just got here. What are we talking about?
You know he do this because Ahmad want to bring up the past.
No.
You know
he do this.
Ahmad want to bring up the past.
Can we get back to the Broncos?
Go ahead.
For all the people tuning in, I do Facebook Live a lot, and he comes in like my arch nemesis. So people have heard this story.
I am Stephen A. 2.0. I'm sorry, Barton.
Shut up. This is the first time we did this on Twitter, because I said, you know what? I'm going to Twitter Spaces now because it's better.
Yeah.
So he followed me over finally. He never had a Twitter page. I've been had my Twitter page. So here he go telling the same old stories.
No, it ain't the same old story, but people want to know the history of it, how I crushed y'all, man.
All right, let me get a history lesson in. I got one question for you. I got a question. If they were scouting you since 13, how you come out of nowhere?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the thing. Wait a minute. Can I rebuttal?
You need
can
get
I
offer some
rebuttal?
Get
can
some
I offer
water.
A rebuttal?
Get
can
some
I respond?
Water first. Get some water.
No. I'm good. I'm not parched.
Let me get it together.
Check this out. So... I'm in there. See, me and Ma ain't never met until football. I'm in the seventh, eighth grade. And this is when I ran into Ronald Curry. That's how I knew he was going to be real good.
I was in Newport News still. I wasn't even in Hampton.
Oh, okay. My bad. He's in Newport News.
He was still a lost nigga back then. Go ahead.
Huh?
Right.
I'm talking about Hawk right here. But go ahead, man.
Yeah, I was with Mike, and then once Bubba Chuck showed us we could go to Hampton and Flourish, then we all went to Hampton. Well, I followed Bubba Chuck to a Hampton City Schools.
I don't believe that story, but okay.
What? Bubba Chuck went to Bethel?
Damn.
I don't believe that. Bethel is in Newman. Bethel
is in Hampton. What are you talking about?
With Tony Rutland, I said, I'm going to go to
Bethel. Man, Bethel is in Hampton, bro.
Where Bethel is not that far from Newport News.
I know, it's the borderline, but come on, fam. Come on, bro.
Come on, son.
Hey, Darren, respectfully, you know he paid the little blue ball in life. You know how
he is. Nah, man, bro. You want to having a hard time fitting the pegs in a circular hole, man. Whatever, bro.
Wait. So can I just ask this, though, because I just want to get back to it. So as the team is currently put together, Russell Wilson in that team, how many games? Like, is they over 500 or what?
Yes.
Is it?
They're over 500, still miss the playoffs.
Easily.
Are they?
Secure? Yes, easily.
So do you think it's a Super Bowl team?
They're not a playoff team. But we agree they're not a playoff team right now.
No.
They're not. Cool.
Are y'all beating Kansas City?
Y'all must be smoking that mud. No. What the hell?
Mud?
Bro.
Yeah, y'all smoking mud, bro.
You're the only one to disagree.
Hey, that's a rock boy. Y'all could be on the Ahmaud Hawkins hype train, a.k.a. what? The peanut gallery.
When he gets smoked, Tony, he claimed everybody's
one of his edges.
You know, he be calling me the Pied Piper and stuff.
You are the Pied Piper. Everybody believe what the hell you say till I come along and prove you wrong.
That's not
real shit though, right?
That's not true.
The Broncos are probably now like the second best team in the West, AFC.
We the second best team in the AFC.
Hold on, Zar.
I'm not giving them the Raiders.
Zar,
I think the Chargers might better than y'all.
We beat the Chargers last year.
Sirach, he put some substance behind what he said, though. Go ahead, Sirach. Go ahead and finish your thought, brother. He talking
now. I would say, at best, man, Broncos maybe second best team. You forget the Raiders made the playoffs last year. The Chargers just missed the playoffs last year.
Yep.
He yepping.
Who finished dead ass in that conference last year? The Broncos.
Why is that?
Since
you know so much about the Broncos, we had a dumb coach. Was it Fanzio? Fanzio would call timeouts to review the play and lose two timeouts in the beginning of the half.
Has Fanzio, I think, with the Bears, won a championship?
Nah.
I think with the Bears he did.
As a coach?
I think
as a head coach, but I'm just saying.
No, he was trash as a head coach. No. He was too defensive minded. Enough about your team.
Let's talk about the big bad dude known as A-Rod, man. 4 years, $200 million. What did he get, like 150 something fully guaranteed?
153 guaranteed, man.
Man, pack us some steps.
I'm sorry, man, but they overpaid.
No, they didn't.
I'm going to tell you why.
Go ahead.
Yeah, he got back-to-back MVPs. Great individual accomplishments.
Uh-huh.
What have you done in the postseason the last 12 years?
That's not Aaron's fault.
He's a quarterback.
Whose is it?
It's Green Bay. Green Bay historically does not spend money on free agents. Mm-hmm. The last big free agent the Green Bay Packers spent money on historically was Reggie White. They're not a team that spends a lot of money. They build what's within. They draft.
They
play K to Aaron Rodgers. Man, they got him with receivers, got him long term deals and shit. That kind of firepower on offense, you should not be losing at home in divisional playoffs against the 49ers.
You're right. But that's the way Green Bay is. Green Bay lives and dies by that. They're not going to go out and pay a lot of good, high-priced free agents. They're not going to do that. They're too cheap. So what do? The guy they drafted, originally, they're going to sign him to a big blockbuster deal to keep him there. They're smart. They can sprinkle in receivers here and there. A-Rod's the one to make it go. They got to run it back. They got offensive line.
$200. No, they don't.
Is he one of the few like elite quarterbacks we've seen that never really have a consistent running game? When you think about
Yes.
Yo, Aaron Jones is a beast, though.
No, no, I'm not saying the talent isn't there. But you look at schematically, like, they just don't hand the ball off like you see. We seen Brady do. The Joe Montana's back in the day. We seen, like, the guys who went multiple. It's been points of the game to where it's like, we're going to run the football, shorten the game up to where our elite guy ain't got to just take the brunt of everything.
They try to.
I mean, but is that
– don't do it that well, but they try to.
Or is that Aaron's fault? Because I feel like Aaron is the type of ego that Aaron Rodgers has. He's going to take the ball away from the running game as much as he can because he thinks he could do everything.
Right.
I mean, shit, I'm giving you $153 million. Guarantee you better do something on the field. Fuck that.
But wait. First of all, look at the division the Green Bay plays and look at the location. After October, November, October, it's cold and it's snowing. A-Rod's one of the few quarterbacks. One of the few quarterbacks that can play in that weather. Who is the running back? Just answer this question. Wait a minute. Who's the running back behind? Was it Dylan?
AJ Dylan, yeah. And then you got the other kid, 33.
Aaron Jones.
Aaron Jones. AJ Dylan will be the future.
Aaron Jones is a beast.
Go ahead.
You're talking about the snow, right?
We're talking about bad weather. History shows, just like in New England, bro, when you got that big power back, bro, it pays dividends.
Yeah, that's
true. Hey, can I say something?
Go ahead, bro.
You're talking about how he can play well in bad weather. Historically, you're not wrong about that. But he played against the San Francisco 49ers, a team from the West Coast, in the snow, in the playoffs, laid a fucking dud.
Can we keep it a stack, bro? Aaron play bad versus 49ers?
No, he didn't. The 49ers, go ahead.
He didn't play great either.
People say Aaron don't show up in the playoffs, right? If you look at, he has like 21 playoff games, 43 touchdowns, like 13 picks. His QB rating drops from 104 in the regular season to 100 in the playoffs. That's why football is the ultimate team sport. But we know we put the onuses on the quarterback positions, but it's a select few. Because you have some quarterbacks who are successful, we don't like them, and we'll say, well, his defense carried him, or this carried that. But then you have elite where we know the other parts ain't what it should be, but we're going to say, but they got to win it. Because as great as Joe Montana was, look at Joe's roster.
Last year, I could say this, they took all the excuses away from him last year. He had a decent defense last year. He had a decent running game last year.
You said decent. Okay.
What did he need to do, bro?
What is decent?
Say what?
Green Bay wasn't stopping nobody on the run last year.
Their defense was good. I would say their defense was good.
Green Bay wasn't losing.
They got one of the best corners in the game as well, too.
They had a pass rush. I mean, come on.
Yeah, you're right about that. And Darren, you make a great point about is Aaron taking – the owners are saying, I don't want to run the football. That's a great point.
Aaron could have won that game against Tampa Bay 2 years ago if he had run the ball.
If he would have dove in. Yeah, you're right. I can't cape for him on that because even I said, boy, you should have dove in the damn end zone. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, you're right.
So when I look at Aaron Rodgers over his career, especially here recently, with the, you know, he could have ran the ball in based on everything we've seen, right, on the video. He chose, you know, not to get vaccinated, then came up with that lame excuse.
Oh, here we go.
Hey, let's keep it football now. Let's not get petty. God,
come on, man.
No, I'm just saying.
Goddamn Raider fan.
But,
man lied. But
his decision-making has been more towards what keeps Aaron good than what keeps the Packers good.
Here we go.
But another thing, too. Hey. They haven't really had, like, a veteran leader since, like, what the fuck is his name? Charles Woodson. Like, just having another voice or a veteran voice that can kind of calm all that bullshit down in the locker room for them to do what they need to do. And Aaron's the guy that's the voice. What do you think is going to happen? They haven't won the Super Bowl since they had that decent defense. from back in the what fucking 2000s.
But okay. Can I advocate for what Myron's saying a little bit? Like,
yeah,
he's not wrong in the aspect of Aaron's always asking for more. I feel like he's the highest paid. He beats himself in being the highest paid player in the NFL every other year. Like,
this is true.
He's the highest paid, but then he complains about not having the talent around him, whether it's on defense, wherever it is. He complains about not having talent. There's a hard cap in the NFL. Like, if you're complaining about it,
and he eats up a lot of.
We all know Tom Brady.
Oh, let's not do that. Tom Brady route.
No, I'm just making a point. It's Tom Brady took hella pay cuts.
Again, but what are you leaving?
Have talent around him.
But what's the difference? What's the difference?
There's a wife that.
No, I ain't even talking about the wife. I'm talking about within the organizations. What's the difference between Green Bay and New England? It's a trust.
Tom Brady wasn't just in New England, though. He took pay cuts in Tampa Bay.
Hold on. Who?
Tom Brady did.
After they won the Super Bowl, right?
Bro, hold on, they gave him everything, bro.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Everything.
Yes, they did. Bro, you tripping now.
They gave him, bro. That was not the same team.
What do you mean they brought
all the players in that he wanted, but they did not give him the
boost. Thank you. I'm glad you said that. See, let's stop right there. Hold on, let's stop right there. They brought in all the players.
Can I finish my statement?
No, because I think this is what gets lost when we always compare Brady to other quarterbacks and why they should follow the Brady model. They don't have the New England model of bringing players in. It's the trust there. I'm not going to take a pay cut from my employer unless I trust in their vision. And if you're showing me you're incompetent when I'm making a lot of money, you really think I'm going to trust you and I'm going to leave money on the table? Like he said, who's coming to Green Bay?
But why complain about not having the talent around you when you take
who's coming to Green Bay? So pointing it out is complaining now?
Nah.
I mean, let's be honest, bro.
You can't do one in the same.
You can't have it both
for
ways,
all the money.
Bro.
You can't have it both. So check this out, y'all.
This is what I don't understand about folks when they always say athlete this. So do y'all leave money on the table? If your employer say, yo, you need to leave some money, we're going to bring in more talent for our team and insurance so we can
$73 million.
It don't matter, bro. It don't matter. It don't matter. It don't matter. I'm talking about in your terms as far as what your living expenses are. Don't just look at because somebody making $100 million that, oh, they don't need more money. What? How you think we become billionaires? They make more money.
Mm-hmm.
So that ain't my issue. If you not and doing your job as an organization with the drafting, with getting free agents, because like you said, it's a hard cap. So it's money to still bring guys in. You could franchise guys. We could develop guys. But you're failing in that area. Me as the player, why do I have to help you? I don't trust you. Tom Brady.
That's your job.
Belichick and them showed him that, hey, take more off the back end. Let's not forget. They increased the signing bonuses. Let's not forget. They put in incentives. Let's not forget. So even though he's bumping stuff off the base, he's getting that money back. I've done contracts. It's ways to work around the numbers to manipulate the way, make it look like you took a pay cut. But you're getting makeable incentives where you get the money right back. Let's not do
y'all
that.
Y'all forgetting something, man. They were winning championships in New England. So, of course, I'm going to trust you.
Exactly. Yes. I know I'm going to win.
Let's not forget Green Bay is not the most attractive location. You know what I'm saying? As far as players.
Hold on. I did cut Jacob, but I wanted to keep going, though. Go ahead, Jacob. I cut you off.
No, you're fine. I'm 100% on you having your own opinion. It's okay to agree to disagree. But, like, I'm just saying he does a lot of complaining about the town around him. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, Jacob, here's my question for you, Jacob. Can we name another quarterback not named Tom Brady that took pay cuts and was successful?
Well, we only hear about Tom Brady taking pay cuts.
And haven't we heard of other quarterbacks take pay cuts and the team it still not work out? Do we applaud them? Like Tom Brady, that's why when people say Brady, I always say, well, he's the outlier. In a sense, he's the one anomaly. Yeah. Now, A-Rod does suck. A-Rod does pull the Brett Favre tactics that I don't like. Now, I'm not going to say that I'm 100% behind everything he do. Yeah, how he carry himself when he lose or this offseason, He was trying to get that bread. Yeah, he a selfish little prick. I ain't denying that. I'm with you on that, but just for like debate purposes, I just
yeah. I mean, I see what you're saying 100%. I was just reading stuff today, and you always see where he's like, you need to pit more around me. Oh yeah, and you need to give me an upgrade on my pay. And it's just like honest, it's hard. If it's about the money, just say it's about the money. Like
that's true.
But A-Rod knows there's nothing around though, so why not grab the money? If you're an employer,
we're not doing that. Team, we're not doing that, bro.
He said we're not doing that.
We're not doing that, bro.
There's nothing around you. Why not grab the money?
It's not his fault. So, listen, as far as developing talent, bro. Okay, they have the receivers. Obviously, the receivers that they have, Lazard and the other guy. If you watch them on tape,
was drafted by Jacksonville.
If you let me finish my fucking point.
You ain't got the cuss, brother.
No, I got a cuss.
You want to talk about
They don't know you.
They don't know you. Do your research.
They don't know you. We know you. You need more people. Listen, bro. The guys that they have, bro, are physically capable of accomplishing what Aaron Rodgers needs to accomplish. It's not their fault that Aaron Rodgers has not developed a trust for them. Yes, he trusts O'Board. I'm just saying, like, these guys tested out really well, bro. They're doing their due diligence.
You just gave your personal opinion. I'm just saying, Randall Cobb, these guys are ready. How do you know they're ready? You don't know what goes on in practice, bro. These guys could be dropping balls left and right. How you gonna say they're ready? You're not in practice.
Yo, Randall Cobb is legit though.
I know he's older, and lauded the Denver Broncos receiving core. And then you said that there's nothing in Green Bay.
There's nothing in Green Bay.
What? They got Devontae Adams in Green Bay.
Yeah, I mean, Devontae Adams is Green Bay's receiving core, though. Right? Like, everybody else is not getting
the tight end. But here's the deal.
Like, here, real quick. Here's a perspective from Aaron Rodgers' perspective, right? We talk about them doing all they can and all these guys grading out. Like, when Green Bay was still in a relatively prime position and they had the opportunity to go and draft one of the high rated receivers that they needed, what did they do? They went and picked up a backup.
Good.
They picked up a backup QB. They said, hey, we're all in on you, Aaron, but also we're going to get this guy with a high pick. And so from that point on, Aaron's kind of been like, hey, F you guys, right? You're telling me that we have this vision and that you guys are, you know, we have this team thing going on, but at the same time, you're also pulling this guy behind me instead of giving me the help that I need. And I get from an organizational point, right, that you have to make a decision. You have to say, hey, we can't ride with you this whole time. At some point, we got to start training the guy behind you. But you got to be upfront about that, right? And so Aaron is like, I gave you guys my trust. You guys, we went through these. We danced around this a whole bunch of times. And now this is where we are. Pay me. Right. You haven't shown me that you want to do what we need to do to get to the next level. So pay me. And I can't be mad at that.
Right.
Oh,
grab the money.
Do y'all know how much how many yards that the top receiver had last year? I can't even think of his name right now.
Who, Devontae?
Devontae. You know how many yards he had, right? You take Devontae out, bro.
Yeah.
Take Devontae out. And how many yards did Aaron Rodgers have outside of Devontae Adams? So he was throwing to fucking somebody, bro. You can't just say that he doesn't have nobody.
Bro, but then again, when you go to the playoffs, it's on the organization. They start bracketing Dante. They start bracketing him. And he disappeared.
No. Did he disappear, though? Did he disappear?
No, he did.
No, he didn't
he
disappear.
Did?
But, bro, you know when the
49ers,
bro, who is the GM? John Lynch, the president, right?
Hold on. We got to admit, though, 49ers is a very good defense, too.
Yeah, because of John Lynch.
That's a very good defense.
You should not pull that off.
Like, we'll give respect to them versus. Close. Yeah. Anytime you're going against a high-powered team, what do? You run the football, you shorten the game up. How many times did Jimmy throw the ball that game?
10. He don't need. He's trash.
15.
You know what I'm saying?
-7. I said he threw that ball -7 times, man. Jimmy did not throw that ball at all that game. They ran on the ground. Yeah. They kept it on the ground.
Something has, like, look,
Aaron, you're considered elite. You get the big paydays. You got MVPs. So you're going to be held at a different standard. You know, we're going to keep it 100. Yes, he's in that territory where he warrants a lot of the blame, whether fair or unfair. So we could all agree to that. That's just the nature of the beast when you reach that type of
No argument though, man.
And Green Bay is cheap, man. They're historically cheap. That's all.
I ain't gonna lie. I would have liked to see him going elsewhere, to be perfectly honest, man. Like, I think he'd been a great fit to Tennessee, to be perfectly honest. That's just me.
Say it again.
I think he'd been a great fit to Tennessee, if you would have asked me.
Tennessee?
Yeah, but they can't make that work. Think they can't afford it.
No.
Dog, that would have been, yo, that would have been stealing.
Not really, bro. Tennessee will handcuff Aaron Rodgers. Bro.
That's even better. I don't need you.
Yeah, I don't know. It depends on what you
need. I don't need you until I need you. Give it to the horse.
Yeah, but I mean, we just got finished talking about his ego, right?
Yeah, that's true. You're right. My bad.
No. They got a receiving core out there.
Tennessee is not an attractive
team. You're right, Darian, about his ego, man. I gotta always keep in perspective and be logical. And I don't know if you'll want to just be handed off.
The fact that they were the number one team in the AFC last year. What you mean?
Tennessee, you don't know.
Yes, they was. They were the number one team.
Not an attractive team for a quarterback.
It was the number one team, bro. What are you talking about, Zar?
It don't matter. It's not attractive. When you're a gunslinger.
Man, I want to win.
When you're an orchestrator of an offense / gunslinger.
Zar, when you're in free agency, location matters, but you also look at the makeup of the roster and how they did the year before. If you could be that difference maker, you're going to go there.
You want to win, but you also want to throw the ball.
Hey, Zara.
The Titans being number one in the AFC.
No.
It doesn't matter. No. But y'all winning the Super Bowl 50 matters.
Why are we still talking about that, bro? Come on, get off my bro.
Hey, Zara, I got a question for you, bro. If you're a quarterback, you got the number one rush in the league, and you like to throw the football. Wouldn't you want to go there because you know you're going to get 8 in the box, one-on-one coverage on the outside?
It all depends on who the receivers are. Wait a minute. Don't ask me the question and then try to answer it.
I'm leaving you with a cliffhanger because I got to start. I'm leaving you with a cliffhanger because I start trap practice, man. So you think about that.
Okay.
And we're gonna continue this another time, sir. Until next time, He-Man. All right? So you think about what I asked you. Appreciate everybody for joining, man. We out of here.
Later.
All right.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.